Africa has for long been known for a wealth of information, but unfortunately, most of it remains undocumented until non-Africans decide to take up the challenge. However, the narrative is slowly changing following advancements in technology and relative exposure of young people to the outside world. Well, Wikimedia South Sudan happens to be one of the organizations that is leveraging technology to enhance the power of open knowledge. And to hear more about this, I'm joined by the co-founder of Wikimedia South Sudan, Wojah Emmanuel. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Irene, and thank you for having me.
Right. So tell us more about Wikimedia in South Sudan and its work.
Thank you so much again. Wikimedia South Sudan is a community user group, mm-hmm. and affiliate of the Wikimedia Foundation. So basically the Wikimedia Foundation is the overall body that is in charge of the Wikimedia and its related projects. And right. It basically provides infrastructure for free access to information. Mm. And so the Wikimedia South Sudan is the body that is engaged in providing all necessary information through our vision, which is to empower and engage people to be able to develop and collect educational content that is free and accessible to everyone.
Right. Are you also charged by profiling? Like, public figures and things like that?
Obviously, yeah. Actually, we at the moment, we have three main projects that that we engage on. Mm-hmm. One is Wikipedia, and then the other is Wiki Loves Monuments, and then one is Wiki Commons. So these are the three Wikimedia projects that apparently we are focused on. So in a bit, Wikipedia is basically for online documentation mm-hmm. of individuals, institutions, cultures, and so forth. So right. at the moment, yeah, that is one project that we've really been intensively focused on, publishing information about our politicians, about our institutions, mm-hmm. about organizations that are operating in the country, mm-hmm. provided that they give us the information to uh-huh. profile.
So it's
about
them to look for you.
And not at all. We actually look for them. We can go to institutions or individuals and request for the profiles of their organizations, mm-hmm. their companies, mm-hmm. or the individuals mm-hmm. in particular. So when they share with us information about themselves, and they are also notable right. because Wikipedia, it's not everyone that has got to be, profiled. So mm-hmm. we look for people who are or institutions that are notable in the public. They have got to have been covered by media houses. Mm. They have had information existing online about them. Right. So when we get their profiles, and then we can be able to back up with already existing content about mm. them online.
Right.
So that becomes easier for us to document and create profiles mm-hmm. that will exist forever in an online platform about them.
Right. So yeah. What prompted you to enter this line of work?
Of course, as you said before, the world is advancing through digital era, and South Sudan, we're still lagging behind, of course, in terms of online or digital literacy. Mm-hmm. There is a huge gap that is still existing, and as South Sudanese, we came up with this initiative basically to leverage and make sure that we narrow down that mm-hmm. gap, mm-hmm. Putting South Sudan on a global map,
right.
because there are a lot of people, South Sudanese, a lot of institutions, we have huge culture, okay? Mm-hmm. We have a diverse communities that right. people need to know about them. We have 64 tribes, but are these 64 tribes documented? Of mm-hmm. course, no. Mm. People do not know about them. And that's why we came up with this initiative to see into it that we are able to cover ourselves, because outsiders definitely do not know about us.
Mm.
For example, we have stories that have been written about our politicians. One story that I basically came across when we started this initiative was the article of our speaker, Nunu Kumba.
Right.
And then until this year, she was still The governor of Western Equatorial State.
Wow. This wasn't updated at all.
Exactly, it wasn't updated. This is because these stories were written by people who are not South Sudanese. Mm. And so they do not even do follow-up, because on daily basis, these politicians or people upgrade,
right,
okay, to another position, uh-huh, to another level of education and, mm-hmm, all that. So we decided to be in charge of our affairs, we need to train our own South Sudanese who can be able to check on these stories on daily basis. Mm. Tomorrow, Nunu Kumba is the vice president. Today, she is the speaker.
Right. So
we need to keep tabs on how things change. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that is exactly something that motivated us and to say that we're in charge of our own affairs.
Wow,
for our country.
I see that.
Yes.
So how do you ensure the information you get or publish is credible?
Well, as I said before,
I've seen companies and read their profiles and for real, they're just blowing their capacities way out of proportion. So how do you ensure that it is actually credible?
We cross-check,
uh-huh,
because apart from just sharing with us their profiles and what they do, we also do check online whether some of those activities, some of the information that they share with us have really been existing online, or the work that they do is what is being depicted on the information that they have shared with, mm-hmm, us. Because one thing with Wikipedia, or Wikimedia in particular, is that your article or the profile that you're trying to create, mm, might not get approved and it appears online unless it corresponds with the information that is already existing online about you. For example, let's say I am writing about you, Irene Lasso, and then after submitting your profile, and then they got to know that you're a journalist, for example, mm-hmm, I studied your profession, mm, and then online I wrote your profile as a doctor.
Mm.
So once they cross-check and then they find that the information that... Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Then it will be nullified. They will not be able to approve it.
Right.
And that means you will not have a profile unless that is corrected.
Uh-huh.
So that is how basically Wikipedia works.
Right. Now let's talk about the open knowledge to Africans. Tell us about the significance.
Well, information is a human right, they say. It's a human right in a sense that everyone has got the right to access information.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this is open in a sense that you do not require anything to have this information online. For example, mm-hmm, you want to know about who is the Minister of Youth and Sports. You will not it's not an encrypted information,
yep,
okay?
Yep.
You won't need the permission of the minister to give you, yep, his profile.
Right.
You'll just go online, search for...
You only need MBs.
Exactly. You just need MBs. And then you just search for Albino Ball.
Right.
And then you get him right there.
Right.
So that becomes, easy and simple to know what exactly you're trying to look into.
Right.
Yes.
So let's talk about Wikimedia and the Africa Youth Month. What are the exact activities around this topic, and where will you be having those activities?
We actually do have a project that basically goes on with that theme, the African Youth Map.
Mm.
And we have a number of youth that we train on this particular month,
mm-hmm,
where we engage on writing stories about youth activities, youth development, youth in the government, youth in civil society sector, and so forth.
Mm.
So we have a collaboration with the African Union, where we made an inquiry to see into it that we can be able to collaborate with the AU Youth Envoy,
mm-hmm,
to provide us with the information about youth that are already having their platforms,
mm,
to that extent. So through our activities, we have managed to communicate to some of these relevant people in the society, like the youth, so,
mm,
so that we can be able to cover them, and then we can also be able to showcase some of the things that as youth in Africa and South Sudan in particular,
mm,
we can be able to put them on the global platform.
Right, and yeah. What would you hope to achieve in all this?
We hope to see into it that South Sudanese young people,
mm-hmm,
have something to tell about them, because we are the majority, like, you know, 72% they say. Mm-hmm. So our intention is to see that we have a lot of things to share, okay? We train ourselves to make sure we have, you know, a say on the digital platform. Mm-hmm. We have an understanding of what exactly is needed for this country to go forward. Mm. And this country cannot go forward unless we join our hands and see into it that we are into these aspects of technological developments. So that is basically what we really wanted to, you know, to see.
Yeah. Well, Jane Manuel, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us this morning. What is your message to the young people who may be listening in?
My message to the young people is that there are a lot of things that we need to get involved in. And of course, these Wikimedia projects are some of them. And then also other, you know, digital innovations that are out there that require young people to put their minds in. This is just a tip of the iceberg, if I can say that some of us have managed to pull out. And so let's get out there and inquire from, you know, from one another, collaborate and understand what are the things that we as youth in this country need, so that we can be able to you know, to work together. We have a lot of stuff that I of course lagging. Wikipedia is one thing that we've been working on, but as I said before, there are other initiatives like the Wiki Loves Monuments. Wiki Loves Monuments is basically for you know, documenting pictures or architecture, things of important, you know, heritage to this country. We've got kingdoms, we've got places like Dr. John Garang Museum. These are important monuments that have got to be documented, because this is not only about writing profiles of people, but also documenting pictures and videos that can be published online.
Right.
We have the Wikimedia Commons, which is an online repository for videos and audios. And, you know, we are living in an era that we do not need to store information in houses, in flash disks, or in computers. God forbid these things get banned. Mm. How are we going to have access to this information?
Right.
So we need to encourage people to move from this particular age that they are living in, to see into it that we go into an online and digital platforms that we can be able to store information so that we won't lose them at any case and won't be putting them at any risk.
That's right. Yeah. Wajay Manuel, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Irene, for hosting me.
Right.
I really do appreciate it.
Indeed. Well, Emmanuel Waja is the co-founder of the Wikimedia South Sudan. It's just 24 minutes past 8 a.m. Good morning.